Anzac Day Memories of Wartime with Howard Hendrick, DFC.
The oldest you could be to join the Air Force and air crew was 28. So most of the people were only just left school. They were 18, 19 and 20 and 21. They had to make up 60% of air crew. So anybody around the 18 and 19 age group, they made us fighter pilots. They thought, you weren't married usually. You're a bit irresponsible. You're a bit of a larrikin. They thought that just suits fighter pilots, you see. Most of the lads did go up to New Guinea flying Kitty Hawks. But anyway, I was one of the few sent to England. They just say, righto, you four come here. And you don't know what they're going to do. You're sent to Adelaide. What for? No one tells you anything in the Air Force. You just do as you're told and you're sent. We got to Adelaide. They said, right, here's your baggage. Here's a ticket on the train. You're going to Brisbane. What are we going to do there? No one tells you. You just go to Brisbane. So we got to Brisbane. And when we got there, buses were waiting. Next thing you know, we're taken onto a ship. And we said, where are we going? No one tells you where you're going. You just got to go on this ship. And it was an American ship. And we set for course then. And it wasn't until we were well out to sea where there was also other air crew there. There was navigators, there was some gunners and all sorts of air crew mixed up. And the navigators worked out from the stars. They knew exactly where we're heading. And we're heading to America at that time.